Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners today because, as you know, we are currently in the month of Muharram, and as you know, this is the month in which Imam Hussein alayhi salam and some of his closest relatives and some of his choicest companions were martyred brutally on the plains of Karbala because of their opposition to the tyranny of the oppressive ruling government of their era. In this connection, we have some beautiful hadith regarding the condemnation of tyranny. In the Holy Quran, we read the following regarding the subject. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, but they sought victory and decision there and then. And frustration was the lot of every powerful, obstinate transgressor. And again, in another place in the Holy Quran, we read, such were the Ad people, the people of Ad. They rejected the signs of their Lord and Cherisher, disobeyed his messengers, and followed the command of every powerful, obstinate transgressor. In this connection, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the recalcitrant tyrant is anyone who refuses to say, there is no God but Allah. Right? And Imam Ali alayhi salam said, the work of a tyrant can never be pure. And even if he tries to do good deeds, right? Apparently, like he might construct mosques, he might build roads for the people, he might do this and do that. But there is, his acts are never pure. They are never clean. There's always a trace and a taint of evil in them. And Imam Ali alayhi salam has been recorded as having said, do not address me the way that the tyrants are addressed, nor should you be reluctant in my presence, as it has done in the presence of the oppressors, nor should you associate with me with hypocrisy. I mean, in other words, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he didn't even want to be behaved with in the way that an oppressor and a tyrannical ruler is behaved with, right? He didn't even like those mannerisms to be displayed in his presence, which are displayed in the presence of tyrannical rulers. It wasn't that he was a tyrannical ruler, God forbid, or an oppressive ruler, but he didn't even like to be others to behave with him in the way that they behave with tyrannical rulers. To this extent, did he dislike, you know, oppression and tyranny? And, you know, we all know the reason why this is so. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the condemnation of the tyrannical ruler in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.